Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Yerushalmi daf Lamed Vav, and we're up to the Gemara on Lamed Hema Beis. We just went through the Mamunim. The Mamunim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, and as we said, the Rambam does not quote these names. Right, it's just that they were appointees, and the Mishnah tells us who these people were. We had a Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam, which is actually going to be a Machlokas 2 days in the Gemara here that we're about to have. But just one Ha'ar I wanted to mention, and that is the one of the people is in charge of waking us up in the morning. Gvini Cruz, right? He was the one that was in charge of waking up the tzibur, waking up the kohanim in the morning. When a Jew wakes up, we wake up differently than others, right? That's the beginning of the tour. The tour in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Simon Aleph. The tour says, quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Yod ben Tema Omer. When we wake up in the morning, right? We have to wake up like an animal, a lion. Yud ben Tema Omer, have a az kanam ever kal kanasher, rotz katzvi gibor ka'ari. All these four midos. Prat, arba dvarim shpavodas Hashem, abori is barach. Four, these things are four areas of avodas Hashem, and the Torah goes through each one of them. Be az, that means don't worry about what other people are saying to you. Kal kanasher, and gibor ka'ari, that's because k'neged alev ki agvura ba'avodas abor yisparach ki belev va'amar shetachazik libcha ba'avodas abor be strong like a lion. And then the Torah continues a little bit later. Tzarech ha'adam lehiskaber ka'ari la'amod ba'boker la'avodas baro. You have to wake up like a lion. I don't know, once he asked me, lions sleep most of the day, right? So like 21 hours, I think, of their day is sleeping. So it's funny that the mushal given is like, wake up like a lion. They never wake up. And even when they wake up, they don't seem to like jump. But we picture a lion as being very strong. And the Torah says, Va'avim yasiyacha yitzro b'choref lomar, eich tamod b'boker. How can I get up in the morning? Va'akar gadol, it's freezing outside. I go out from under my covers. Oz yasiyenu b'kai, it's lemar. Eich tamod mimetascha v'atayin lo savata mishenascha. It was late, got dark very late, you went to sleep late. Hiskaber alav, lakum shetehe ata ma'orer hashachar. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim. So a beautiful thought. I once saw a shot, I don't remember who. Why do we have to have the animals? Why can't we just say, be Oz and be Kal and be a Gibor? How do the animals like that, the imagery, help us out? So the shot was that by the animals, it's not a decision they make. Right? A Nesher isn't Kal because I think I'll be Kal today. I think I'll be... The Namer says, I'll be Oz. No, it's part of their essence. It's part of their makeup. They are Oz and Kal, and these are their Midos. So we have to try to reach that level that it's natural for us to be Oz and Kal. And then Memela, hopefully it won't be hard. But again, that's the, as they say, the ultimate level of Bechira is to reach a level that we don't have Bechira. Right? Because we've reached the level of clarity in that way. Okay. There's one thought on Gvine Cruz. Now let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Elu hein ha-mamunim. So these are the mamunim, shahayu ba-migdash v'chulu. So we had all these people listed. So, Rebbe Chizkia amar, Rebbe Simon v'rabbanan, chad amar, kishere dar v'dar balimnos. One day is that the top people at every dar are listed here. Meaning these people do not live in the same generation. It's the top people. The top people in every dar are listed here. And, you know, it's looking back on hundreds of years of Beis HaMikdash, these are the all-stars. These are the all-star mamunim that are listed here. Right? And that's one. The Harana, the other opinion says, Mi shahaya ba'oso adar mana mashabadaro. No, the one who was in that dar listed the one that was in that dar. Right? And that's a second day. And this is what I mentioned in the last year, right? I think if you look in the Mefarshim on Mishnayos, if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, right, these people were the ones in this door, but that means that there was an author of the Mishnah that lived Bizman HaMikdash. If you do not know, he lived way more than 100 years after the Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban, 150 years, whatever it is. So this shows that there were written texts before the compilation of the Mishnah. Because, at least according to this day, look at this day, that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says on the Mishnah. V'yim tibzalomar da Mishnah be'emes kfar haisa mizman Mordechai says, Tekam b'shtayis hayikodem Rebbe, rak Rebbe Sidram, v'chein muchach right, Moed Katan, Daf Yud Aleph, Kam Kodem Agzera, where we have also Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona, Vukhai Zman Rav Kodem, Rabbi Yim Kain, Zeo Mamash Kedvarenu, Shebi Yimei Mordechai Hayo Harishonim, She Nismanu, Vahari Oz, Nishnes HaMishnah, Vechulu. So we had also, if it's Mordechai Bilshon, that same person, so also that was earlier. So we know there were some texts that were floating around beforehand, and then Rebbe chose and put them together. So that's 2 days. And again, we mentioned that from the Gra, the Tiklun Chatan quoted from the Gra, that these were the names of the positions. It could be that the first ones are the names of the positions, like Paro and like Avimelech, as he and Malki Tzedek, as he quoted. Good. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now. So next Gemara, we just have to remember two Mishnayos in Yuma. The end of the third parak in Yuma, if you remember, quotes two Mishnayos, Mishnah Yud and Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud has a list of people who are l'shvach. That Chazal said these are great people. They give him a compliment. Ben Katin made 12 faucets for the Kiyar, and he made a Muchani, and Hilni made a beautiful candelabra, and Nicanor, right, made the doors. V'hayu Maskir and also l'shvach. They're also all great. The Elu Lignai. And the following people are Lignai. Shel Beis Garmu. Who is Beis Garmu? They knew Lechem upon him. They don't want to teach anybody else. Lo Ratzu Lo Lamed Amaisa Lechem upon him. Shel Beis Avtinis. Lo Ratzu Lamed Amaisa Ketores. Hugras Ben Levi. Haya Yodea Perek Bashir Lo Ratzu Lo Lamed. All these people had a wisdom that could be used for Avodas Hashem and they would not share it. And that's why Chazal were upset at them. How to make the Ketores, right? Because there was a certain type of herb. I think it was the Mala, right? The one of the ones that they weren't sure how to. The Gemara talks about its usage. How to make the lechem upon him that it wouldn't collapse. Hugras ben Levi ben Kamsar loratz alamid al ma'isa haksav al rishonim nemar zecher sadik levracha al elu nemar shem rishom yirkav. Right, that's the pasuk in Mishlei. So 1 second. Some of these people on this list in the second Mishnah are listed here in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah. Hugdas ben Levi and the Beis Garmu, Beis Avtinis. But we said according to one day that we just quoted, these were the best people. So they're on this list of Shem Rishom Yirkaf. So you got to say, says the Mishnah, that not everybody in that Mishnah really has the Shem Rishom Yirkaf going on them. Right, so that's what the Gemara says now. Man da amar kisheri kol dar vador balimnos. Right. If you, according to their first opinion, that it was the all-stars, right? In our Mishnah, you get the all-stars. So included in the all-stars are Hugras and Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinis. So you can't read that Mishnah, Kipshuto and Yuma. So, Aleh and Huomer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. You gotta rework that Mishnah, that Aleh, when it says in that Mishnah, Al HaRishonim, so Rishonim also includes Beis Avtinis and Hugras and the only one that is, the one right at the end is Ben Kamsar. So maybe it's only going on that one. So that, they have to read it that way. So Manda Amar Mishahaya Boso Adar Mana Masha Bedoro. And if you say it's the, according to the second day, that it's whoever was in that door, that's what was listed. So Al Kulanu Omer Shemir Shamirkov, then they could be included. Even though they're in this Mishnah, doesn't mean that they're tzaddikim. The Almi Namar Zechar Tzadik Levracha. I say, who would, Zechar Tzadik be going on? On the previous Mishnah, Al Ben Katin V'Chavei Rav, as we said, the previous Mishnah, which is clearly the Shvach ones. That's Mishnah Yud and Mishnah Aleph. So you'll have to read the Mishnayos in Yuma in light of the Mishnah in Shkalim, depending on what your pshat is of the Mishnah in Shkalim. Good. Once we're talking about praising certain Tanaim, so we have related issues. Amar Abiona, Ksiv Lachein Achalek Lo Barabim Ves Atzumim Yachalek Shalol. The pasuk says here in Yeshayahu, what is this referring to? Ze Rabbi Akiva. So Achalek lo Barabim is referring to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Again, I'm sorry, I should have said this by way of introduction. What I just said is in the Tiklun Chadatin. Aidi denokat ma'alos hamuskaron l'shvach. Since we were just talking about people who were praised by Chazal, the Gamalas Hachachamim Shemanu Hakol Nakalohacha. So that's why. So Achalik Lo Barabim. This is Rabbi Akiva. Why? Rabbi Akiva had Rabim, had many Talmidim, many Talmidim. Shehiskin. We'll add in one word: Mishnah, Medrash, Halachos, Agados. Rabbi Akiva was Misaki. What does that mean? Because the Tiklun Chadatin says, look in Sanhedrin. That's that line at the top of Sanhedrin, Pei Vav and Aleph, where the Gemara basically says all of Torah Shebaal Peh comes from Rabbi Akiva. All of Torah Shel Peh. So not only he had the five Talmidim that he started over with after he lost the 24,000, but basically all of those Talmidim were the basis. Remember, I'll read you the Pei Vav and Aleph in Sanhedrin, Bavli. Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Stam Tosefta, Rabbi Nechemia. Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. Vekulu, I'll leave to Rabbi Akiva. All these are Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. So all of these, Tosefta, Sifra, Sifri, they were all from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, which shows his influence. That's the Rambam. Right? So it could be Talmidim's Talmidim. Right? Are also considered, Talmidim. So that's what the, Gemara says here. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. Achalik lo barabim. And it's praising the Rabbim. That's what the, Tekun Chazatin also says. So Rabbim hayo Talmidav, as it says at the beginning of Megillah, the Kulu Stimtoi Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva. We continue. The Yesh Omrim Elu Kanshi Kazakadola. Some say no, it's referring to earlier, not Rabbi Akiva. Top left of the Tikkun Chazatin, Achik Nasakadola Tiknu, Shaha Mishnah, Vaha Medrish, Haya Makubal Biyadam, Mime Achik Nasakadola. Kumosha Kasavaka Onim Ayin Igeres of Shri Rigon. So Igeres of Shri Rigon talks about the Misora. Rav Shri Rigon is one of the sources that we have to talk to us about the Misora. And, the transmission of the time of Rabbi Shirigon was not only a couple hundred years after the Amoraim. You know, the Gaonim viewed the Gemara in a certain way, but they were close to the Gaonim. There was so much, that the Gaonim laid down for us in terms of our Nihugim. Just look in the Rosh in Maseches, Rosh Hashanah, talking about, like, what are you supposed to say in davening? Right? Are you supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? There's so much not in the Gemara that the Gaonim had to figure out what we do. The first Siddur comes from the Gaonim, Rav Amram Gaon. So again, there's so much in the days of the Gaonim. So Shri Gaon has a letter that we have. Now it's a book. It's a letter. It's a long letter, that teaches where the Misora came from. And that's what the, Gemara says here. That's the second shot of what this Pasuk is referring to. Ella, Ma, Hiskin. So what did Rabbi Akiva then add on? What was he misaking? Zeklalon Upratin. He added on Drashas Chazal. Rabbi Akiva elaborated on everything that came earlier. Rabbi Akiva, you know, as we just said, all the Torah Shel Peh that came from Rabbi Akiva. And even Drashas that we don't even know about. What am I referring to? Right, the Gemara Menachas. Menachas Chavtes. Menachas Chavtes Mabez, that's where the Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara in the Chavtesma Beis, B'shasha Allah Moshe Lamara Matzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyoshi V'kosher K'sarim Losios. Right, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, he saw Hashem Kaviyachol sewing on the crowns to the letters. And Amar Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Ma'akev Al Yadcha? What are you doing? Mi Ma'akev Al Yadcha? Not for now. Look at the Hagdama of the Igros Moshe. He talks about that Lashon. Mi Ma'akev Al Yadcha? But he says, what are you doing? Amar lo, Adam echad yesh, she'asid lios besof kamadoros. There's going to be somebody in the future. Yakiva ben Yosef shmo. She'asid lidro shall call coats for coats. Tilin shel halachos. He's going to darshan mountains of halachos on every little mark and crown that I make. The coats is a point in the crown. Amar lefanav, Ribbono Shalom, show me him. So he zapped him into the classroom. Remember, he didn't know what was going on. And he says, ah, halacha won't be Sinai. And then he has nachas ruach. But how many halachas do we know in Shas that come from the crowns of the letters? Zero. Zero. So there's mountains and mountains of halachas that he darshan that we don't even know about. We don't even know about, but it says, the Rambam is referring to the halachas that the Rabbi Akiva darshaned. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avo. We continue. There's a lot that we could talk about. We had a shiur a number of years ago about the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, his kfifus to the Misora. He's the one that says in Pirkei Avos, Misora Siyag LaTorah. He's the one that says, Es l'rabo samedi chachamim. Rav Nechemia Hamsuni couldn't figure it out, but he was able to figure it out. So he has a lot about kfifus to the Misora, as is mentioned here. Avas habrios, obviously, v'after recha kamocha. But maybe the most famous Torah of Rabbi Akiva that is picked up on is his outlook on life, right? His positivity and his optimism, right? So many, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach, where called Avid Rachman Latav Avid, when he's left outside and nobody gives him a place to live. Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph, he held on to the daf, right? He held on to that board and he was saved. I could do it, I could live. At the end of Maseches Makos, he's laughing while everybody else is crying. He's 40 years old and he says, I can still do it when he sees the water, the Avos Rebbe Nasan. So many, many chazals that talk to us, right? Even in death, right? He said, I've been waiting for this moment all my life, right? That's Rabbi Akiva. Okay. But that's maybe his greatest, legacy that he left for us, that attitude about life. Good. Amar Rabbi Yevo. Ksiv. Again, still talking about praising some of the great leaders of, throughout the generations, like we just had in our Mishnah. Ksivu mishpacho sofrim yoshve yaveitz matam alomar sofrim. Why are the rabbis called sofrim? Elisha asuas atorah sfuros sfuros. They make lists with numbers so that it's easy to remember. It's always easy to remember when there's a certain number. Three? Okay, then I'll know I'm missing one if I only have two. So, example? We'll give you 10 examples. Chamisha lo yitromu. Right? All of these are, interestingly, almost all of them are the first Mishnah in Masechtos. Chamisha lo yitromu. Five people can't, that's in the Mishnah in Trumas, right? Can't take off Truma. Chamisha dvarim chayav v'chala. Five grains are chayav v'chala. Chamisha esrei nashim bodur tzorozein. First Mishnah in Yevamos. 15 wives poter their sorrows. And what that principle is, that if a man dies, and now he has to do Yibum with his brother's wife, if any of his brother's wives are usher to him as an erva, then they are all putter from Yibum, and they could all get remarried without doing Yibum or Chalitza. That's Potros Sarasean. These arise, let's say, Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter, right? Uncle can marry a niece. So let's say Shimon dies, and now Reuven has to do Yibum with Shimon's wives, one of the Shimon's wives, but one of the wives is his daughter. So just like the daughter is mufka, because Yibam is only poter, right? Asi Yochalosa say it's only for Ashes Ach, not for Bito, right? So just like that woman is not, there's no Chiyuv. So to all of them, that's Potros Sorosan. So the 15, relations of, the relatives are listed in that first mission in Yavas. Shloshim Eshes Krisus Batorah, the first mission in Krisus. The 36 Krisus in the Torah. Most of them, los ases, two ases. Shlosha asar davar benevelas ofatar, right? The 13 things about the nevela of a kosher bird. That's the Mishnah in Taharos, the first Mishnah in Taharos, or the special way that, an oftar can make you tameh by eating it, right? Unusual. Is that a fancy form of negia? Is that a real tumas achila? Rabbi Yosef Engel has that chakira. How do we, it's the only, there's no model like it. Usually you can become tummy in one of three ways. You could touch it, you could carry it, you can move it, you could ohel, right? There are a couple of ways, but usually not by eating it. That's nevelas oftar. That's the only way that it, so is it it's a negia, but the chiddush of the Torah is that it's only a negia if it's the inside of your throat, or is it really a tomas achila, right? It's not comparable to anything. Okay. Or we could have a shear on any of these. Arba avos nezikin, the four avos nezikin. First Mishnah in Baba Kama. So you'll remember the four avos because it says four. You'll remember the 36 priests. Avos malachas arbam chasar achas, the 39 malachas. That's the only one on the list that's not the beginning of a Masechta, right? And that's a question the Rishonim ask. Why isn't that the first Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos? Why do we start with Hotzah? And we've spoken about the first Tosfos in, one of the first Tosfos in Shabbos. Why Hotzah? It's all malacha geruah. But the 39, malachas. If you remember the Gemara, asked, what is the source for the 39 malachas? No, los asaka malacha. How do you know there are 39? So the couple of suggestions given. The Tosfos in Psachim, in Arvi Psachim, has one that's not as famous as the Makkah that we hold of. Tosfos in Psachim, Kuf Yuzayinim Abeis. Tosfos says, how do you know there are 39 malachos? Because in Mitzrayim, we had to do backbreaking avodas perech. Backbreaking labor. And perech in atbash. Perech in atbash. You switch the aleph for the tuf and the beis and the shin. Perech is vagal. Vav gimel amid, which is gematria 39. Which tells us that in Mitzrayim, we had to do the 39 malachas. And that's how it answers the question the Rishonim ask. How is Shabbos Zechlitzis Mitzrayim? Yontif, we know Zechlitzis Mitzrayim. They all had to do with the process of Yusias Mitzrayim. How is Shabbos? Shabbos is Zechlitzis Mitzrayim. But we also call it Zechlitzis Mitzrayim. Ah. If the malachas Shabbos are what we had to do in Mitzrayim, and when we were free, we didn't have to do them anymore, that's how Shabbos is, Zichlis Mitzrayim. But how do you get that? You get that from, Perech is Vagal. Vagal is Gematria 39. So that's one of the makaras that are given, Arib Sakam. The more famous makar is Dumyud the Mishkan, right? These are the malachas that were done in the Mishkan, the activities, and that's why it's subject to the limit of Malachas Machsheves, right? Only thought out professional labor is what's asur daraisa. What they did in the Mishkan is what we're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and that's why all the principles that come from Lechaz Machsheves, Mikalkel and Misasek and Shinuy and Grama and Lachshen Svichle Gufa and Davishen Miskavein, all of those, many of, not all of them according to all Shitas, but all of them according to some Shita, flows from Melechas Machsheves, which usually is a kula in Hilcha Shabbos, because Shabbos has a very high standard of Melacha, and if you don't do it, so then you're not going to be Chayef. We could talk about a lot, maybe one other, talk about Nezek a little bit. The Avos Nezikin and the first six prakim of Baba Kama talk about Hezek, right? The first six prakim is one sugya, Hezek. Seventh, ninth, and tenth are about Gnev and Gzela, and the eighth parak is about Chavala in Baba Kama, Parak HaChovel. But the Gemara never says explicitly, fascinatingly, what is the source, if there is a source, of the Isser of Hezek. The Torah says don't steal. The Torah says don't wound. The Torah says don't kill. The Torah says don't kidnap. The Torah never says don't damage. The Torah says you have to pay if you damage. Right? That's Mefarish in the Mishpatim. If my animal damages, Niske Mamon, or if I damage. If I damage, let's say the case of Dmei Vladas, Rahman al-Islam, if somebody hits a pregnant woman and the baby is lost, so you have to pay. So is that Nezek, that the baby's because of property? But Hezek, you have to pay. But maybe, okay, I could go smash your headlight and then pay for it. I just want to give you a headache. Right? So maybe it's just I borrow money from you, I have to pay. I smash you, I have to pay. No, so we know that can't be. That has to be a source. But what's the source? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly is the source? This is the first sugya that anybody who gives Shuram Baba Kama talks about the Isser of Hezek. So some Rishonim talk about it. The Yad Ramah suggests, well, maybe it's Lifnei Iver. You can't put a rock in front of a blind person. So obviously, why? Because you're going to damage him. You're going to hurt him. Or maybe it's Raflamei HaKamocha. Those are suggested by the Yad Ramah. The tour has a kashem, right? And also the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, beginning Pirkei Avos, says, Moshe received a lot of Torah Shebaal Peh at Har Sinai. Everything is included within certain principles. Like Nezek is included in Gezel. That's what stealing doesn't just mean that you stole from him and took it yourself, even if you just caused him a loss, right? The root of Gezel, according to that, is about the Hefsin Mammon. So Nezek is like half the Gezel. You caused him a loss, even though you didn't get it. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah also, that's Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. The tour in Chosha Mishpat has the kishem that just like you're not allowed to steal, so too you're not allowed to be mazik. So there are various suggestions that are given for the Isser of Hezek. The Stipler seems to, again, there's two parts to the Stipler in Siman Aleph in Baba Kama. We'll finish with this one. Based on that Ramban who says that the mitzvah of Dinim is more than what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah of Dinim that every human being is chayavin? Right? One of the Sheva mitzvahs of Noach Dinim, setting up a court. So the Rambam says, it's to set up a court to judge the other six mitzvahs. That's the Rambam Shita. It's more of a limited view of Dinim. The Ramban says, no, Dinim means setting up court system to be able to have a functioning society that takes care of Geneva and Gazela and all different loans and we're paying your workers and laws and traffic. We don't have to add in anything to make a functioning society. That's the mitzvah daraisa of Dinim. So the Stipler has a line, anything that if you would go to the court, they would tell you what's usher to do, that's included in the Isser of Dinim, that the mitzvah of Dinim. So the mitzvah of Dinim leads to an Isser, right? Anything that you wouldn't be able to do, they would tell you it's Usser, you wouldn't be able to do. Okay, there's a lot more, obviously, but we'll continue. Amar of Acha, we continue. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Ezra HaKohen HaSofer. Ezra is called the Sofer. Matam Alomer Sofer. Ela Kashem Shei Sofer. B'divrei Torah Kacha Yesofer B'divrei Chachamim. Just like he counted and he organized Torah Shebachsav, also Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, Ezra HaSofer was unbelievable. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the Bavli says, if Moshe didn't beat him to it, Ezra would have given us the Torah. It's an amazing comparison. Rabbi Chagai B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, once we're talking about, right, the generations, also like we spoke about the one of the dais that we had, well, these were the best in the generations. So this is a line relating to the idea of the generations earlier and later. right? Niskatnu Adoros, maybe. Harishonim, the earlier generations, they did everything for us. Harshu, Zaru, Nichshu, Kishu, Idru. Doesn't have to mean literal, these farming. It means in terms of Torah. They plowed, they sowed, they weeded, they cut through, they harvested, Imru, they gathered, Dashu, they threshed. Zaru is even more than the Lama Tesla, the 11 Sidur de Pas. Zaru, Baru, Taknu, Rakidu, Lashu. They separated, they ground, they also sifted and kneaded Kitzu, and they formed Va'afu, they baked Va'anu, and Lona Pelachal. They did everything, and we have nothing to eat. What does that mean? So, different days. Let's just do two here. Carbon 8 on top. We don't have what to eat. Klomar. Ava Bisha Rishonim Asu Kola Pu'ulos Lakel Aleinu. They did everything to try to make things easy for us. We still have a hard time figuring it out. Adayin Kasha Aleinu Lahavid Divrei Torah Borgan. Right. If you would have asked the Rambam and say, Rambam, do you think there'll be more Svarim written to try to understand what you said than any other book in Jewish history? He would say, what do you mean? I made everything clear for everybody. That was my whole purpose. I just wrote one book. That's all you need. You don't need any other books. What are you talking about? My book spanned hundreds of commentaries. What do you mean? No. Right? So the Gemara says they tried. They set it all up. But we don't know what to eat. The Tiklan Chadatin here says they worked very hard, but we're lazy. We don't work as hard. And because we don't work as hard, anachnu misatzlim bazeh. We don't work as hard, and therefore it's harder for us. Rabbi Abba Bar Zemina b'shem Rabbi Zeira. You remember this from Masechah Shabbos. In Havin, in the Bavli, Kadmoy Malachin. If the early generations were like angels, Anan b'nei Inish, then we're like people. V'in Havi b'nei Anush, and if they were like people, Anan Chamarin, then we're like donkeys. Right? Meaning, this is one of the good scores in the list of Niskatnu Hadoros, Mamori Chazal. Right? Niskatnu Hadoros, that the generations further down are more diluted, so to speak, in their state. If you look in the Tiklan Chadatin here, he says, oh, look in the Hagdama of the Smag to Mitzvah Saseh. So if you look in the Hagdama of the Smag, he paraphrases it. He says, you gotta look it up. And no, it's two Hagdamas. It's in the second Hagdama. Meaning at least in my Smag, there's a general Hagdama to all the essays. And then, after that, there's another line. After the first 96 mitzvahs are listed in short, then there's another akdam, and that's where it is. And then he has like a minyan akatzer, like the Rambam has, and then a minyan arach. So after his minyan akatzer, that's where this comes up. That we are created half angel, half animal. Right? Hashem has the angels, Hashem has the animals, and we're the only ones in the middle. The only ones in the middle. So the question is, how much do we sanctify? So if the earlier generations were able to sanctify, they're like angels? So we're not on the level. We're like people. Okay, but we're not like angels. But if they were like people, so he relates this smog to our Gemara. But it's a smog that we have to, he says, our life is a constant battle, right? You might say, others would say synthesis, but he looks at it as a battle between the guf and the neshama. Okay, we continue now. Again, the story comes up elsewhere in the first parak in Chulin as well. Amar Bimana, Behi Shaita, Amrin. At that time they said, not only are we like a donkey, we're not even as great as Afilu Chamarti or Pinchas Ben Yair Loed Minan. We're not even like the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair. The famous donkey. What famous donkey? Here's the story again. Chamarti or Pinchas Ben Yair Ganafti Listoi Belalya. The donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair was stolen by robbers at night. Avdis Tamira Gabun Tlasin Yomin. And they hid the donkey with them for 3 days. Volotama klum, it didn't eat anything. Because it wouldn't eat, not kosher food. Basar tlasa yomin, imluchun machazarte. After 3 days, they said, we have to return it. Amrin, they said, afkunam in adachacho. If they get it out from here, so tamis kaba. We don't want it to die on us. Why? If it would die on us? So the carbon eda says, it's going to start smelling, and then everybody's going to know that we stole it. Nikar hageneva, says the carbon eda. The Pnei Moshe says, no, it's going to start smelling and ruin our cave. Right, it's going to stink. What do I do with a geneva? It's going to stink, so we have to get rid of it. So afkuna, they let it go. Azaz v'kamaslad, tara demare, went out and went to the gate of its master. Sharyas manaka, it started braying. Amar lon, that was a sheep, whatever a donkey does. Amar lon, pischon lahade aliva, open the door for this rejected one. To isla tlas yomid otama klum. I'm sure she didn't eat anything for 3 days. Paschon la, they opened the door of alaslan, it went in. Amar lon, Yavin la techel, give her to eat. Yavin kumasarin, they gave her barley, right? Seorin is barley food, as we know, that's the carbon of Omer, right? Unlike shtei alechem, which is at the end, that's of wheat. Lobas mechel, didn't touch it. Amrin le, Rebbe, lobas mechel, it's not eating. Maybe something's wrong with it. on my loan. Misachnan Idun, did you sift it? Did you make it edible? Amr Lain, yes, of course we sifted it. Amr Lain, Varimitun Damian, did you take off Trumas and Maestros? Amr Lain, Lo, Cain, Alfin Rebbe, didn't you teach us that we don't have to if it's for animal fodder? Halokeach, Lazero, Lubahema, Kemach, if you buy food for seeds to plant or for your animal. Kemach Loras, or you buy flour to use to make hides. Shemin Lanair, Vishemin Lasukbos Akalim, Potem and Adamai. Right, you don't have to be worried about Demai, right? Demai, you're not sure, Chumas and Maestros, but it basically means it's Potter. So, Rebbe, no, we didn't. Amar Lan, says Rebbe Chizkiah ben Chayar, Manevit, I deliver. What can I do to this one? Be Machmer Gar Masakin. It's Machmer on itself. Right, what can I do? What a Machmer that my donkey is. Va'remun Damien, so they took off Chumas and Maestros, Va'achlis, and then she was able to eat, Baruch Hashem, the donkey of Pinchas ben Yar. So I guess we're not on the level of even the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair, who takes upon herself all of these chumras. But it's interesting. We should try to have our animal be controlled by our angel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us both of these, with only being that has it. Remember the Ramban, Nase Adam, Nase. Unlike Rashi, that Nase is Nimlach bePamlaya. Nase means Guf and Neshama. That's the chosen being that we are, and we have to do our best to make Hashem proud in the Mitzias that He has created us. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Psachia al Hakinim. The Shem will pick up with this next time.